Let's pray before I begin. Loving God, I do pray that this morning you would reveal yourself to us through your word, that we would draw ever closer to you. Amen. So, as I said yesterday, we had our church vision morning, and many of us gathered to explore what God had been directing us towards. We've been listening to God. We've been building to this moment for the last 2 months. And if you remember, through Lent, we had our Lent groups where we were exploring listening to God and where God is calling us now. But actually, it's been more than just the last 2 months through Lent. It's been a process of listening for God's guidance over the last 2 years. We began this process of seeking God's will for us as a church when we began the discerning together process at the end of 2023. And at that point, we looked at our celebrations, our challenges, our hopes, and we looked at what makes up the life of the church and our parish and where those met. And we explored what we believe God is doing in us and amongst us and through us. And as I looked back through the summaries that we published after each of those sessions in 23 and 24, it was so interesting that so much of it has continued to be true, indeed to grow, because the biggest common theme that came out of all of that was relationships. Beginning them, growing them, deepening them. Relationships with each other, relationships with our wider parish and our community, and at the heart, relationship with God. So when we met yesterday, we explored some of these questions again, and it's really heartening to see that relationships still form the core of what drives us as a church, as a body of people who follow Jesus in this place. People spoke of a sense of belonging in this church, of it being home for them, of it being family, fellowship, community. They also spoke of the relational support that we can offer those outside our church community, the friendships that we've built, the relationships with other organisations and other charities. And they spoke of the deepening relationship with God through learning, through serving, through activity, and through quiet. Now, at every step of the way, we have asked God to guide us through this process, to speak to us and to lead us to a point of understanding who we are as the people of God in this place, what we have to offer, and how God wants us to act in the light of this knowledge. So I find it absolutely no surprise that as we come to the culmination of this listening process, this discerning process, we get in the lectionary this week this passage given to us, where Jesus is comforting his disciples, but above all, the key theme in this passage that Christian has just read to us is relationship. How good is God that that is how it all came together? How will we know the way? Thomas asks, speaking to Jesus and asking, how will we know the way to God's dwelling place, to God's heart? And Jesus' reply, I am the way. Relationship with Jesus is the way that we find God. If you really know me, Jesus says, you will know my Father as well. We need to build relationship with Jesus if we are to know God. And how do we do that? In the same way that we build relationship with anybody. We learn about them. We learn about their interests. We learn about their likes, their passions, their pet peeves. And we have that information. We can read the Bible. We can learn loads of facts about Jesus. But I know an awful lot of facts about King Charles. But I don't have a relationship with him. He doesn't even know I exist. It's not about just knowing facts about somebody. It's got to be reciprocal. They've got to know about you too. Well, here's the good news. God does know about you. Psalm 139 tells us that God knew all about us even before we were born, whilst we were being formed in our mother's womb. God knew about us. God knows every hair on your head. That's what Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Luke. God really does know us, and we can get to know God. But that's not everything either. Relationships also need time. Time spent with each other. Time spent living everyday life so that you grow in the deeper knowledge, more than just knowing the facts about somebody. Recently, I went to IKEA. I got to go to IKEA on my own, much to my family's dismay. Various events meant that it happened that no one could come with me, so I was on my own in IKEA. So although I was travelling around IKEA on my own, every single step of that twisty-turny journey through that shop, I was accompanied by voices. I could tell who would have been distracted by that display. I know who would have wandered off the path that way. I know who would have picked up that item and put that in the basket. I know who would have started dragging their feet at what point. Every single step of that journey through that store, my family were with me, even though they weren't with me. When we're in relationship with someone, that's what it's like, isn't it? No matter what the situation is, you can hear their voice, you can hear their reaction, you can hear their advice. So it is with Jesus. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. When we're in relationship with Jesus, we will know God. That's what Jesus means when he says he is the way. He is the literal incarnation of God in our world. As he spells out to Philip, wonderful Philip, who asks that question that we have all asked at some point. Yeah, whatever, Jesus, just show me God and then I'll believe. And Jesus says, I have shown you, Philip. Don't you know me? Here he directly says it. You have been walking and talking with God all of this time. I am the one you want to see. Because of Jesus' passion on the cross, because that is the means by which he restored our broken relationship with God, we can get so caught up with that being the most important part about knowing Jesus that we completely miss the profound work that Jesus was doing through his life. His life on earth modeled God's way for us. God's way of relationship, connecting with those who the world had trampled all over and tossed aside. Those who felt isolated, ignored, unworthy, ashamed. Acceptance, love, grace, generosity, that is God's way. The words I say to you are not by my own authority, Jesus says. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Jesus shows us who God is. God's way of living is our way to God, because it is the way of God. So following Jesus' way is the way to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he says. The culmination of our vision day yesterday was a statement that came out of all that we have heard, noticed, and learnt over Lent and this Easter period. And it says, St. Philip's Church, a place for all to find welcome and hope in God's love. We believe we are called to build community, positively connecting with the world, inspired by God to learn, pray, and serve. This is the way of relationship with each other, with our wider community, and with God. It is a way to life in all its fullness. Amen.